Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask your grace upon us today. We've been warned for many years of the things that are happening now. And we need to bring a warning to the brethren. Thank you, Father, for opening our understanding and helping us to understand the things you said. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to share Great Shakings Bring Man-Child Revival. Amen. Many of these I'm going to share with you. Well, first of all, more recently we started having earthquake warnings again. But many of the ones I'm going to throw in there with it are spoken about in more particular terms in other parts of our website. But we should say be praying protection upon ourselves and our family and the elect of God. Amen? So, this is Alina Timoshuk's revelation on 9/5/21. And we called it Weatherman Predicts a Great Earthquake. I dreamt I was at my house and my husband David and I were packing up because we were moving. A newlywed couple was coming to live there and we had to move all of our belongings in one day. I asked my husband if he would have help to move the furniture. He told me not to worry, that he will have enough help. We've had many dreams, this is my thought, we've had many dreams of people packing up to go into wilderness tribulation, which is what I believe this represents. The newlyweds represent a corporate body of God's elect who will come out of the apostate church and be wed to the true Jesus and his gospel. Continuing with Elena, she said, as he was getting help, I started watching the weather report, and I saw a map of the United States. There were three red dots on the right side of the U.S. going in a line from up to down. Well, this confirmed Sandy's New York quake dream that revealed that the large quakes would begin on the East Coast. And we got a sign confirming that. Then many red zigzag lines spread out from each dot. It showed a great earthquake that was about to happen. The weatherman mentioned three states, but I only remember Virginia and Louisiana. Although when I looked up the map, Louisiana didn't make sense to me because that's not where the third dot was in the image I saw in my dream. However, I will say that Louisiana may well be split because of the earthquakes that happen above it. And we'll see that too. Then I saw the U.S. splitting from the point where those three dots were, moving in the shape of an L, going across or going upwards. I was paying close attention to Tennessee because it looked like it was becoming an island. And I wanted to make sure the state where we lived would be okay. And then I woke up. Okay. Well, it's true. There is going to be somewhat of an island, maybe more like a peninsula, but literally it could be an island. Because the crack even extends on the southern edge. But anyway, here's another one given to Elena on 9/6. David Eels confirms my earthquake dream. I dreamt I heard David Eels speaking, and he was telling us about four things that were going to happen very soon. He mentioned them in order. First, second, third, and fourth. And when I woke up, I couldn't remember the first three events. Well, I can just imagine that we have already warned of the events happening because of the covert war between the deep state faction and the constitutionalists, which we will see leads to earthquakes below. She went on to say, the fourth event was a great earthquake. As he said that in the dream, I instantly remembered my earthquake dream from the night before, when I thought, wow, I must tell him that I just had dreamt about this, and then I woke up. Well, you know, we had the great earthquake mentioned in the Bible in Matthew when the resurrection of the man-child happened. Meaning the catching up to the throne. Wow. Okay. This next one I'm going to share with you is a revelation about the ship in the cleft of the rock. A cleft in the rock in East Tennessee will create a boat-shaped piece of land pointed north and east. This is what she was saying was an island. This fault map shows two crossing in East Tennessee, creating a boat shape below the center. This is in that line of earthquakes coming from New York on down, a fault line that's coming down. One fault goes from New York through the Tennessee Valley to about Clinton, Louisiana, and out into the Gulf. Actually, there is a portion of that fault goes right out to where they had the great oil spill, great Gulf oil spill, and I think they drilled into that fault. And anyway, this is a slip fault. It is slipping now. There's earthquakes that have happened along it. No great ones lately, but and the other one is an anomaly, probably an old slip fault that is a dotted line and crosses the other one, making the front of the ship. And this boat-shaped piece of land is separated by a cleft in the rock, the Lord has shown us. And we're talking about the rock of the land. It's very rocky all across the place where that is. And we've had different huge boat revelations, you know, about going fishing on a huge boat. Different revelations about that. We also had revelations about the University of God's Refuge, which was an ark. Okay. So this ark in the cleft of the rock will be a place from which the gospel will go forth. There are many scriptures that talk about Jesus in the man-child body coming with a large earthquake. Notice that the great shaking is accompanied by the coming of the man-child and the change of fortunes for God's people as they go into the wilderness. It's all coming soon, and we need to be ready. Haggai 2:7 says, and I will shake all nations, and the precious things or desire of all nations shall come. I've likened the shaking to all nations of seven great earthquakes that happen around the world. Not many lesser ones, but seven great ones. And like a land movement of the mantle because of Planet X passing as the earth turns. Okay? We'll see. And Jesus in the man-child is typed in this text by Zerubbabel in this chapter. And it goes on to say, I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. And as we have seen, Cyrus conquered Babylon and freed God's people. giving them a gift of gold and silver to rebuild the temple. Yeah, Cyrus Trump. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Yes, this shaking of all nations happens after the birth of the man-child in our sign in the heavens. It's only to happen once more since the time of Paul, who wrote Hebrews 12 and 25, and on down. He said, "See that you refuse not him that speaketh. Listen to the word of the Lord, obey the word of the Lord. For if they escape not when they refused him that warneth on earth, much more shall not we escape who turn away from him who warneth from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he promises, saying, yet once more will I make to tremble not the earth only, but also the heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that have been made, and that those things which are not shaken may remain." And the word things, I don't believe, was there in the original language. Verse 28. "Wherefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us have grace whereby we may offer service well-pleasing to God with reverence and awe." So back to our Haggai text, this time 2 and 3. "Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes as nothing?" Yes, because they rebelled against God, and God brought the beast in there and destroyed their house of worship. In other words, the church is a mess. "Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel," meaning born from Babylon, which is the first fruits man-child leadership to come out of apostasy to rebuild the kingdom. Amen. "Saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, says the Lord, and work. For I am with you." Yes, Jesus Emmanuel, the high priest, is with Zerubbabel to rebuild. "Saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt," which was through the Red Sea, "and my spirit abode among you, fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, and it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land," a huge earthquake, "and I will shake all nations," as we saw this was also spoken of by Paul in Hebrews 12:25-29. As the great shaking that separated those who could be shaken from those who could not be shaken. "And the precious," and then again things, it was added in there, "the precious of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts." I think the precious here is the Lord himself. And this is the glory of the Lord's presence in the rebuilt temple of God's people. Not a building. It's a building made without man's hands. "The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts." Yep, Cyrus Trump's gift. Amen. Verse 9. "The later glory of this house will be greater than the former, and that's because the latter reign is greater than the former reign, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts," speaking to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, "saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms." Oh, my goodness, are they ever doing that now? The deep state is being overthrown around the world. Deep state governments are being overthrown around the world. and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them. Well, that represents that beast army that sought to destroy God's people and was destroyed themselves at the Red Sea. Every one by the sword of his brother, as when the nations came against Jerusalem, which was the bride, right? In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and I will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, God has chosen a man-child, and to make them a signet would be a sign of authority, as we know the king gave to the man-child types in the Bible, rings of authority, like Joseph was given, like Mordecai was given, right? Isaiah 64, 1 through 4. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, rend the heavens, that the mountains might quake at thy presence. Come down, presence, as when fire kindleth the brushwood, and the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries. The Lord is coming to destroy the deep state. Yes. That the nations may tremble at thy presence. And when thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains quaked at thy presence. For from of old men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, a God besides thee who worketh for him that waiteth for him. Yes, we wait for you, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, then we got this revelation from Deb Horton, which was 6/18/21. We called it Shakings Bring Deep State Casualties. Yes. As I was waking up on the morning of June the 18th, I was told that there was an earthquake and 250 people were missing or unaccounted for. So I watched the news, but no earthquakes were reported. And then she said, maybe it means 250 people in the deep state were arrested. Well, we have at least four confirmations that the Capitol building will fall on Congress. And, of course, you know it is full of deep state predators. And that none of the criminals will survive, according to God, this judgment that would fall there. And this fall could be spiritual and or physical, because they are being taken captive and judged and brought down to Gitmo and so on and so forth. And you'll find all this out soon. The scary movie is what we call this next one. Judgment Ignites Revival. And this was given to Marie Kelton, 12/25/21. I dreamed that many young adults were watching a scary movie. And I believe this could represent the immature elect of God who have been trapped in apostate religion, where they have not been taught to walk by faith in promises of God's word. The scary movie is what Trump insiders have called what is being shown to the public concerning the nature of the deep state faction and their crimes. This represents the judgments that are coming upon the earth and even into the tribulation period. And some of them would panic and end up with sleep paralysis, Marie said. Really bad. Sleep paralysis, really bad. They were unable to breathe or move. Well, we would naturally call that dead, but there's a whole lot of people that don't take in the breath of God. Much of the public is frozen in a spiritual sleep, not knowing what is going on in this covert war. This covert war, by the way, is going to break out on the surface. It's been underground quite a bit, and through natural looking means of making storms, earthquakes, floods, all this weather warfare stuff. She said the only way they woke up from the sleep paralysis was that someone poured milk on their heads. Well, this represents the great revival that will result from all of the judgments and earthquakes that are coming to shake people out of their spiritual sleep. The man, child, and bride will pour the milk of the real good news on the heads of many, and they're going to be totally awakened to what's going on. And she said, this came to me about the milk being poured. 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes long for the spiritual milk, which is without guile, that you may grow thereby unto salvation. Amen. The church is going to wake up. God will see to it. Okay, here's a dream by Sandy back in 2011. New York City earthquake. That's in that chain down a great fault line of earthquakes. And so that's why we're bringing this out now. New York City earthquake and refuge. Amen. Also, Deb Horton put some notes in here. In a dream, I saw the New York City skyline from a distance, and it was shaking. All the skyscrapers and buildings were going back and forth. Then it was as if New York City zoomed in closer, and I saw all the buildings collapsing. Many people were dying all around me. I saw the ground really shaking, vibrating, and cracks were starting to form. It sounds like the craton slipping from east to west, which we've heard it is doing in slow motion, but it can do it a lot faster. And I looked up and saw many piles of rubble from the fallen buildings, and then the ground started buckling and moving the piles of rubble. At that time, I started seeing fire come up from out of the ground. I was observing this from very far up in the air and was able to see very far into the distance. I saw fire erupting from the ground, and the Lord took me closer, and I was then positioned right over the fires, looking down into the fire. I could feel the heat on my face, and at first I thought it was gas lines erupting that were causing the fire, but as I got closer, I saw what looked like red-hot mud or clay with flames, and it was oozing out of the buckling cracks of rubble. Well, this could be a volcanic action of lava. Chuck Thacker said that an earthquake fault was discovered directly under New York City in the 1920s by a subway construction crew. They reported a crevasse so deep that they could not hear anything they dropped into it. They couldn't hear it hit the bottom. Some way they poured concrete over it and continued. This fault is under the 14th Street, which runs from 1st Avenue to 11th Avenue in Manhattan. Yes, that's very interesting. We know of another crack that is the anomaly that we are going to talk about. In which they discovered the same thing, an earthquake fault, and they poured over it to make train tracks go over it. Deb said, this is speculated to be the hardened dome of a lava bubble, a really big lava bubble right under New York City. Can you imagine? Like New Orleans down there sitting in the way of hurricanes all the time. Yeah, big cities, big bad cities got to prepare judgments for them. The subway line was moved over enough to where they found footing to continue. We used to ride the train there all the time. So, she went on. Sandy went on. She said, I saw these cracks likened to a glass breaking. I headed from the East Coast towards the center of the nation to the New Madrid Fault. There were small, large, and gigantic cracks heading towards the eastern side of the New Madrid Fault Line. And Deb said, these cracks are called spider legs. Yes. I was taken near to the center of the nation where I could see both coasts of the country, and I was hovering over a large crack in the ground. I was facing south with the Great Lakes behind me, and the crack went all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. The ground began shaking, and the new cracks began forming, going back towards the east coast, moving in all directions like a fan very quickly. The shaking was constant from this point on, but at different times it slowed down, becoming soft like tremors, and at other times it was shaking hard, violently. As the cracks were moving, they reached about half of the distance of the large crack, the New Madrid, and then my attention was drawn to the right of me, and I looked west of the New Madrid crack and saw cracks going in all directions towards the west coast. They were cracks of many different sizes, and they stopped at different places as they hit other cracks and then headed in different directions. And some went all the way to the San Andreas Fault in California. As these cracks hit the San Andreas, the ground was rising and falling to meet each other like hands coupling together as they join and then separate. California was shaking hard, and at the same time so was the New Madrid area. The cracks began separating the areas where Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky meet, and went all the way over to North Carolina. These cracks, and many more, are what isolate the boat-shaped piece of land in Tennessee Valley. And then I saw the crack around the boat fill with water. Float the boat. The ark is lifting off. And this is where I turned around to look at the Great Lakes, or where they were supposed to be. And all the water began rushing down, filling up all the areas in the center of the nation that have been affected by all the quakes. It emptied these areas that split the U.S. And water flooded in from the Gulf of Mexico as well. And when all the flooding was done, many portions of the U.S. were underwater. The map below of dark areas roughly drawn. And Sandy said that some of this water may be temporary, but some will stay. And I'm looking at the map right here and now. Large portions of the nation at a point in time will be covered with water. And it looks like the nation is broken into about three parts, the water separating portions. And, of course, the map is on this text here. So during this dream, everything was happening in fast motion, but I knew that in reality it would happen over a longer period of time. Remember that. You know, this is not going to be a snap your fingers, it's all over thing. And we have heard that the Craton Plate is drifting to the west, which would open up many faults that are going north and south. And this could be happening over a period of time. I had the exact same dream three times over a period of 3 months. Well, you know, Joseph said in Genesis 41 and 32, "And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass." Yep. And to sum this up, Sandy said that the New York City quake will begin the sequence, and then the New Madrid began to quake, and then the West Coast began to shake with it, and almost the same time, the Tennessee Valley shook. And Sandy said this sequence would happen over a longer period of time than in her dream, but she didn't believe it was a very long time. What's a very long time? We don't know. So this revelation below may point to the beginning of the year of shaking. I don't know. You know, Sandy got this in 10/18/2011, and we called it "Scientists Conspire to Set Off Earthquakes." You don't know how much they can do by setting off earthquakes. And they have been doing it too, by the way. I dreamed I was sitting and listening to a group of scientists argue, and they were talking over my head with their scientific words. Half of the scientists were arguing, "We should not do that because we don't know what the ramifications of that are, nor do we know what chain reactions will take place." In the dream, I didn't know what "that" was referring to. The other half of the scientists begin arguing that they do know the outcome of that, as they have calculations and results from the previous times that they have done it. Yes, they have done it. One man from the group speaking against it interjected loudly with, "Not of this magnitude." Oops. Magnitude, of course, speaks of earthquakes. "Will they set the New Madrid quake off with HARP and or their underground tunneling and explosions of their earthquake machines that we have heard that they have underground? Will the stress effects of Planet X be used by them? They know it's coming. They know when it's coming and everything. And the stress effects causing earth tides." In other words, taking the mantle and rippling it as it turns in front of Planet X, right? Well, here's one from Rick Sergeant, 4/19/2012. We called it "Great Earthquake Impedes Travel and a Drought." And Deb Horton put some notes in this one, too. "On 4/19 and 12, I was not thinking about anything particular when I saw a vision of this woman on a horse. Her name is Mary. I know her. She is a mature Christian. Then I saw the word earthquake in red letters. I've never seen letters in red. I don't recall it. They have always been in black or an occasional other color. This word was right above her. I then saw these words, 'Great destruction will impede traveling.'" Well, according to that map I was just talking about, it definitely will impede traveling. And that made sense why I saw Mary on a horse. Well, also, let me say that Mary could be the woman church who brings forth the man-child, just as it was with Jesus, as Mary brought forth Jesus, the man-child, right? The man-child comes in the midst of earthquakes. Okay. "Then I saw the number 85. So he saw this number 85. I did not know what this number meant. Deborah Horton just sent us a dream that I was restoring I-85 overpass or pass over. She didn't know about this dream. He didn't know about her dream." Pretty good confirmation, I'd say. After asking the Lord to explain to me about this 85, I received this revelation from Deborah Horton within 2 days, and 85 is emphasized again. Here is a portion of it. There was a highway work crew repairing the overpass where I-85 goes over Highway 29. The spiritual road crew, I believe, represents reformers who restore the paths to dwell in. Isaiah 58:12 says this, "And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places," that's rebuilding the kingdom of God, "that it was destroyed because they fell into apostasy." Okay. "Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." Deborah's note here. She said, overpass is a wordplay on Passover. If we want the Lord to pass over our sins, we must forgive everyone. But I was giving place to doubt and bitterness about a particular person when I had this dream. In real life, the place where I-85 passes over Highway 29 was chewed up by heavy trucks going to and from the smelly multi-state landfill. The landfill there is as large as a small mountain. Part of it was finally patched, so we could say that I-85 overpass / Passover has been kept in disrepair by trucks creating a mountain of garbage representing the magnitude of stinking thinking and the way of those who give in to factions and their false Jesus and apostate leadership. That would explain why below David was repairing the road. In other words, Isaiah 58:12, a restorer of paths to dwell in. Yeah. Well, Deb later wrote me, 85 is meaning 8, new beginning, and 5 means grace. Okay. Highway 29 mostly parallels I-85, zigzagging back and forth across the path of I-85. So from Rick's emails in Deb Horton's dream, David was over a highway work crew repairing the I-85 overpass, or Passover, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Passover of Highway 29, which represents the earthquake, meaning God's people must be prepared through faith and good works to escape these quakes. And what do I mean by the earthquake? Well, in the natural, Highway 29 goes to the heart of Washington, D.C., which speaks of the future quake. USGS says the epicenter of the 8/23/2011 5.8 quake was 5 miles south-southwest of Mineral, Virginia, which is what? 84 miles to D.C., but it could be 85, depending upon where you start. I'm guessing it's 85. Okay, so what's the chances, right? Number 29 may mean second quake or judgment. 2 equals second, and also division, and 9 equals judgment. A portion of 29 between Greensboro, North Carolina, and Danville, Virginia, will be upgraded to an interstate. They are naming the new interstate I-785. The point is, it is being made into a faster highway, meaning a quick time for the quake to hit D.C. Funny that a quake went right straight up through there to D.C., that 85 miles. Anyway, without delay, interstates do not have stoplights or stop signs and cross over multiple states. The earthquakes will be felt in multiple states. I did find it interesting that U.S. Highway 29 dead ends right where I-70 starts on the East Coast and moves west across the heart of the Midwest all the way to the west to Utah, where it branches off with other interstates to Los Angeles on the West Coast. Wow, there's... Again, cracks going all the way to the West Coast. According to Wikipedia, the U.S. military wanted it that way to be able to travel from Southern California to the northeastern United States to New York City, for instance. I-70 could represent the quakes moving from east to west, as Sandy and Rick and others have seen. Initially, and branching off as it goes, yes, that's true. And I'm convinced of the spiritual revelation of the number 85 as a Passover, and that these quakes are coming. But it's interesting that a Passover is being repaired on the I-85 interstate going over Highway 29 and goes 84 or 85 miles from the epicenter of the last quake in Virginia to D.C., where the same 5.8 quake judged the Washington Monument and the Statue of Liberty, cracking them. This was the largest quake on record in that area. So that was a sign of something that is coming. Not a chance that this is not a sign. Government and liberty will be changed by this. In other words, the Washington Monument and the Statue of Liberty, right? I'm convinced that we must be entitled to the Passover of this judgment, which was paid for by Jesus, when it does come. Make sure that your heart is right with God and your brethren by abiding in Jesus Christ. Amen. I gathered all the dreams on the New Madrid splitting the country and compared what the timing looked like on each, and I came up with the theory that there were at least two big quakes in the New Madrid, one at the beginning of the tribulation and one at the end, when the nations come together to divide Israel for the last time. You remember the prophecies of dividing Israel would divide your land, right? I shared this on the program at that time in Brenda Shoneman's dream on 10-12-08. I wrote, "This Midwest quake that divides the U.S. may happen twice, the last being the worst and dividing the country even more. I do not doubt that Rick may be right about a quake coming, but there was no year or on the date part, which leaves open a very large quake at the end of the trip, too. I believe that we will see a lesser but very damaging quake leading up to the tribulation, but the exact timing I don't know. Except that I know it happens at the time of the man-child, and I know the man-child is about to come." Aha! But 1 Corinthians 4 and 5 says this, "Wherefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come," who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then each man will have his praise from God. And yes, there's a D-class coming that's going to open the eyes of people who have run this country for a long time, run it into the ground on purpose. Okay. Going on, a major quake of over 9 or on the Richter scale, as indicated in the prophecy Midwest earthquake of epic proportions, would probably cause an economic crash if especially coupled with the eastern seaboard major quake, back-to-back knocking out the electric grid for months. This could also bring martial law. It would cause much death and to push over the edge all they have already done to destroy the economy. And yes, they have. It would also help to bring a revival. About less than a week before I had received this vision of the number 85, I talked on the phone to a lady who was a customer. She brought up the subject of dreams and visions, not knowing that I was her confirmer. She said that there were going to be two major earthquakes, one on the East Coast and the other one off the New Madrid. She said that the Lord showed her they would be one after another. This is true. I told her I agreed with her, but thought that the quakes would be days apart. Yes, a few. I told her that the last three quakes that the Lord has revealed to me are where quakes are not known to happen. He first showed me the Washington quake months before it happened. And that was in a place that was not normal. And it gave us a sign, you know, of going right straight up into D.C. Then he showed me the largest quake in Oklahoma's history months before it happened. He also has showed me one in Nebraska, but that, of course, has not yet occurred. The lady then proceeded to tell me about a drought throughout the United States. She said states will be fighting over water rights with inland waterways and lakes. And I told her in 2011, I saw a vision of a donkey walking with its head down from west to east on a map of the United States. And there was the word famine on the donkey with sagebrush blowing all around it. Well, like, this is obvious. This is just obvious. The Democrats, the leftists, the communists are causing famine starting in California. The breadbasket and going to the east. Then, just last week, April of 2012, I had received a call, and the person said one of the headlines in the Indianapolis Star read, "Drought in all states, except for Alaska and Ohio." I then proceeded to tell her I saw in a vision in 2011 of a radial arm saw making a cut just on the south edge of the Great Lakes. When it carved out the lakes, it went over to the Mississippi River and made a cut all the way down to the Gulf. Then I saw these words, "War over water." She seemed to be my confirmer, too. So here's a note about additional confirmations in Revelation. In March of 2011, I was given this vision from the Lord. I saw the word earthquake suspended over a map of the United States. Three golden rods came from the word earthquake. Wow. You know, this is an update. Back in 2011, no one knew much about the rods of God weapons, which are now in orbit and are able to create nuclear-type explosions, but without radiation, and also earthquake-type effects. They go extremely deep in the ground. They're like a telephone pole-sized rod that goes deep in the ground. Tungsten carbide they're made out of, which is extremely hard. It would cut through rocks and everything else. Okay, one pointed to what I thought was just north of Washington, D.C., but was difficult to determine because it was more like a geography map and not showing cities. The second pointed to the Midwest, and the third pointed to California. This seems to indicate that the possibility of a series of quakes indicated in Sandy Shaw's dream, series of quakes hits U.S. in a simpler form in my vision. She mentioned these same places, plus a lesser-known seismic zone in the Tennessee Valley. Sandy had hers in May of 2011. Okay, that's quite a bit of confirmation there, revelation there, and in Rick Surgeon's revelation, adding, of course, Deborah's and other revelations in with it. Well, Lord, it's very obvious that you are saying to us that earthquakes are coming with the man-child and going to change things. We know the man-child's coming, of course, is going to bring the Edomites, those that factioned against their brothers, to their Red Sea. We know that Moses, another type of the man-child at the Red Sea, parted the Red Sea and brought it back together on the enemies of God's people who were chasing them. Ooh. So we see the man-child involved in these things, and we've also received in many revelations that the man-child is coming in a great earthquake. And the Lord himself, his presence is coming in his man-child. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. What God has to do to restore this Christ in you is to restore the Word, because the Word is Christ. And the man-child, just like Jesus, came to restore the Word to God's people. They had departed from it and fallen into great disruption, and as the temple of God, they were destroyed. And so now God is going to restore this temple of God, not a building, as some suspect, but a spiritual building, which Paul talked about in Ephesians, the church he's going to restore. And the man-child is the first fruits of those who will have Christ in you, the hope of glory, manifested in them, so that they can pass this on to the brethren who are in need of revelation and of truth, to come out from among them and be separate. And there's going to be a great movement out of the apostate churches when the man-child comes. There's going to be astounding signs and wonders and miracles that is going to draw the attention. They will not be able to deny what their churches have denied all these years when these signs come forth. Just like the Pharisees were jealous of what Jesus did, angry at what he did, were trying to figure out a way to kill him without being looking guilty, you know. So it will be. And so God's got a purpose in all this. His purpose is to revive his church, to wake them up, to pour the milk on their heads, to wake them up. He is going to do it. He is going to restore. He's going to bring people back to Zion, their capital city, which they have left a long time ago to go into bondage in Babylon. He is going to bring them back out of bondage in Babylon. Cyrus's job is being accomplished as we speak. And don't think he's failed, and don't think he's not coming back. He really never left, if you really want to know the truth. And you'll find that out too. There are people who kind of come in and out of our revelations here, and they don't have enough put together. They never get enough put together to see the whole picture. And of course, you can't show that in just one setting, so they get confused, okay? Because they haven't been following with us in these revelations. Well, we can't help that. It's they're on the site. We put them there for people to go and study and look through. And if other things are more important, well, then they just are more important. But if you take time to put things together like this one we put together here, it's a very well confirmed. That these earthquakes are coming. There's a lot we don't know about them, But we have had earthquakes in recent years that have shaken literally the whole earth. Can it happen again? It will happen again. Much worse. So, and it could be a combination, as we spoke about here, a combination of different effects. The deep state's desire to escape by a distraction and their desire to kill most of the population, coupled with Planet X coming through, which they know about, and they know when it's coming through. When they were in government, they learned exactly what's happening in that regard. Okay, Trump knows too. He is racing to get ready for this thing. Okay. Well, Lord, we ask you, we pray that you open your people's eyes, that you deliver them from this sleep, that they be woken up to know what's going on, that there is an attempted communist takeover of this country and the world. That will fail, and it will fail because Cyrus is conquering Babylon. Glory be to God. And we should be praying for that every day, praying to lift him up and the people that are with him to do this, not because they're necessarily Christian, but because they're going to make a good atmosphere for Christianity to be restored. They're going to make it possible. So we need to be praying for them in the name of Jesus and God's plan. God didn't have anything bad to say about Cyrus. Go read your Bible. You'll find out only one person fits that, and that's Trump. And so pray for him and pray for everybody that's, you know, especially the people who are witnesses. Pray for them, for their protection. Deep state has a nasty habit of going killing off anybody that can talk against them. So thank you, Lord, for bringing this about by a miraculous work of your hand in the name of Jesus. Well, amen. Thank you, saints. Thank you for joining us today for this. And things are coming, things that we don't expect, according to this revelation, the things that many people don't expect. And so God bless you and keep you and repent of all sin and believe in your Passover lamb, which was sacrificed according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good night. God bless.